producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of GCN, Genesis Communication Network, in Burnsville, Minnesota today, coming down saying hey to everybody. Outside of that, taking care of business as usual, friends. We're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves here. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's two pages actually interact one with another. Again, check them out. Tell us what your thoughts are. They are second to none. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Again, double E, BradleyDean1 Twitter account. Jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E again, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, we are set up on stack here, 1-866-582-9933. Again, that phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, I wanted to give you a really quick shout out. We're going to be back in Texas again doing some high schools and some youth groups, churches, tea parties, and the such in November. If you'd like to have us in at any time, now is the time to actually book us. We're 3 months out always. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. This month, we're actually in the state of Minnesota. Stephanie's going to be doing some meetings here locally, which is great. And we get an opportunity to reach out to the young people and actually show them what Proverbs 31 actually means. We are called to be windows. We are called to be ambassadors. And we are windows for the world to see Christ, because the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. And that's exactly what they get to see, Christ in action. And the Bible also declares unto us, church, 78% of you out there listening now, that we are found to be and we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. In other words, men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God, because it tells us in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God is in word, not in power. Now, folks, before I jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to share something with you, because I was listening to the break and I noticed, and I'm not completely undermining in any sense of the word. I'm enlightening. I want people to understand that we're listening to the conservatives across the country that are talking about the left wing and the right wing. Folks, this has been going on in this country for a long time. And of course, most listeners to the sonsoflibertyradio.com know that it's a bunch of phooey. We have one constitution. We do not have three. So when we hear of the left in this country, keep in mind, especially for the new listeners, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there would be no left. And I'm sick and tired of hearing conservatives talk out of both sides of their mouth. And really what they're trying to do in essence, friends, is try to justify their compromises. What am I saying, Bradley? I'm simply trying to tell you what Elijah said on Mount Carmel when he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he is not. And either we follow his rule and we follow his Christ, or we don't, and we end up in the ditch and we deserve to be found in the ditch. And keep in mind, friends, as well, prophetically speaking, it was Jesus that told us to beware of the leaven. Beware of the leaven, not only of the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, but also beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the doctrine. In other words, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We have to stay on the center ground to continuously take ground. And the fact of the matter is we're listening, America, to conservatives that don't know what they're talking about. There is no left wing. There is no right wing. It's either right or it's wrong. It's either you fear God and obey his government or you do not. There is no in between. Because remember again, friends, that it was Jesus that said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, spiritually speaking, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. And folks, that's exactly where we're at today in this country. Now, in speaking of this conservative, I noticed that this individual was talking about how the NEAA is actually educating our children. Folks, I got a question for you. Where does it say in the Bible that we're to allow or to have someone else rear up or train up our children in the ways that they should go? It doesn't say that. And folks, again, for the listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, you know the difference. And father and friends, you also understand that 86% of Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones sending their kids illegally to be indoctrinated. They're dropping them off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by those that have no business training up your children in the first place. And even going to the root of that, let's lay the axe to the root of the tree here, friends. That's all we have to do is go back to Article 10. And find out that the federal government is violating law. And keep in mind, while you're allowing federal government to usurp state law, you do need to keep in mind, friends, that federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. So, America, you want to talk about being up on your head, let's turn ourselves right side up. And the way to do that is to give you a little education. And I'm going to hit that in just a couple minutes here because it really jacks me up. You talk, it makes me angry when I hear these conservatives talk about the left wing. And again, keep in mind, friends, the only reason the right's talking about the left in the first place is because the right has lost its way and they are a part of the left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, friends, there simply wouldn't be a left, and don't forget that. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to check out what I'm talking about right now, do a little homework on your foundations. You'll find in Article 4, Section 4, that there is no in-between. There is only one Constitution. So let's get that straight. Now, jumping over to the Sons of Liberty media, folks, much going on again in our country. We heard of another gun shooting here in Arizona again this morning. You know what? Oh, well. You know, crime is crime, and people are going to do the things that people are going to do, regardless if it's a knife or if it's a box cutter knife. I'm being facetious a little bit, but if it's a knife, if it's a gun, if it's a pencil, if it's a machete, it doesn't matter. If it's a club, folks, people are going to pick it up, and people are going to use what they're going to use to commit crime, and we need to deal with the criminal, not the weapon used. So anyways, in saying that, folks, again, I'm sure you've heard this morning that in Arizona there was another shooting, which I guess it was the fallout, or that was actually what took place because of a fallout between two individuals. So it was a simple fight. So we're not talking about some mass murder going in and shooting up a school again. It was just some boneheaded criminal that wanted to get back at someone that was picking on him. So without further ado, friends, we're going to come right back on the other side of this break. We're going to hit the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to jump over to the indoctrinational scheme really quick, the McGuffey Reader versus global elitists. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to jump online, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Network in Burnsville, Minnesota. Just wanted to come down and say hi to everybody and tell them thank you for the good work that they do here. Aside of that, friends, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick before we bring forth the contrast between the McGuffey reader and the globalist educational scheme. And, folks, again, this all, usually what will happen is on a daily basis, but an hour before the radio show, a half hour before the radio show, I'll say, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? And it's almost without fail, something will just get in the way of a righteous path. Remember, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. And then he goes on and he says that he leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. So in other words, if there's something in the way that needs to be removed, it seems like the Lord will put it in my way, and it'll be like, okay, I'll hit that, Lord. And sometimes I'll go through my notes or what's been on my heart, and oftentimes, friends, throughout the day, I'll get stuff that will drop on me, and I'll just start writing notes down through the day. And then whenever the Lord wants to just quicken me to start speaking about that topic, that's how we do it here. We're moved by the Holy Ghost. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. We're not a bunch of intellectual head people, because we need to understand, friends, that God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes after the fact. And it's a good place to be. It really is. But aside of that, friends, we have the mind of Christ here, and there is nobody smarter than him. So he is the creator of all things. And again, friends, it's just a good place to be when you can depend upon the Lord for what it is that he would have you speak about. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Oregon gun store owning grandmother blasts Obama. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have it again. Drudge calls out Obama hypocrisy. Give up your guns. Disarm Obama. That's exactly right, folks. We've talked about that quite a bit. If you'd like to check out some of these podcasts, go ahead to Genesis Communication Network or sonsoflibertyradio.com and download past radio shows, over the last couple of weeks, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because we went over this thoroughly. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Supreme Court of the United States, again, attempting to cause the American people to believe that they are above the law when, in fact, they are not. But what we find, friends, is that they refused. Friends, Supreme Court of the United States refuses to hear mandatory vaccine case. Now, Fourth Amendment's under attack. Friends, keep in mind, the reason they're aiming at your Second Amendment is because once they, if successful at any time, which I believe they will not be, but if they are successful in actually stripping the people of the right to bear arms in this country, you need to keep in mind that every one of your articles are under their feet now. They can go ahead and do it what they will at will, because there's nothing in your hands to actually stop them from doing the things that they always done and have done and continuously do. But again, friends, Supreme Court of the United States of America refuses to hear mandatory vaccine case. Now the Fourth Amendment's under attack. Yesterday we talked about how the Tenth's under attack, the Fourth's under attack, the Fifth's under attack, the First's under attack, and the Second's under attack. Folks, we need to begin to get this in the right perspective, folks. It was Thomas Jefferson that said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. It's when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Folks, you are clearly in a state of tyranny, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We need to wake up and deal with the issues at hand. Baseball legend Lance Berkman leads charge against Houston Heroes bathroom proposition. The lesbian mayor out there wants a transgender. She wants a neutral bathroom so both men and women can use the bathroom. I didn't know that that was her position. And, folks, this is happening in Texas. Folks, what is this? What is this? What's going on that you would capitulate in the face of men that think they're women and women that think they're men? Oh, and P.S., for those that didn't know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, folks, but you know how the Bruce Jenner thing, that was such a big deal for a while, because they have to confuse the people. And really what it is, the American people being tested by a just and a holy God to see how far you're going to let it go. To actually attempt to advocate transgenderism, here we have this confused, mentally deranged individual coming forth and asking people, instead of having you call him Bruce after his real name, you're supposed to call him Caitlin. And we're, of course, talking about Bruce Jenner here. But isn't it interesting, friends, that just recently he came out, this was 2 days ago, he doesn't want to be called Caitlin anymore. Now he wants to be called Bruce again. I mean, folks, are you going to let the mentally ill rule the roost, folks? Because these people are at war with themselves. They're at war with nature. They're at war with God's creation. They're at war with the God that created them. I mean, this guy's head's spinning in how many different directions, friends? What is he going to want to be called next? An animal or the name of a bridge? And, folks, I'm not embellishing that at all. This is happening across the globe. When you let these people have their way, folks, you need to understand that there is no end in sight. Because you're dealing with a lawless, mentally ill people, and that's really what it comes down to. But again, folks, you have a mayor in Texas of all states trying to get a bill passed to go ahead and let men and women use the bathroom. How much time does this individual, she's a lesbian, by the way, how much time does this individual have on her hands that that's the only thing that matters in Texas right now? I mean, folks, this is just, it's over the top at times. Sons of Liberty Media.com, you ready for this one, America? Obama's DOJ sues small town for nixing rezoning plan to build a mosque. In case you still haven't figured it out, friends, let me say it again. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Obama's DOJ, Department of Justice, sues small town for nixing rezoning plan to build a mosque. This is America. This isn't the Middle East, folks. You need to understand that churches are 300-1, not to mosques, friends, but to foreign religion, foreign to the Christian faith. And yes, this is a Christian nation, like it or not. But again, folks, you have the President of the United States sticking Loretta Lynch, the criminal, her folks, you're dealing with crime, let's call them for what they are, the criminal herself going after a town that refuses to have a mosque in their town. Maybe she should read the Constitution of the United States of America. Maybe the righteous in the United States of America should actually take the offensive rather than staying on the defensive. Or rather than just sitting there holding the line. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is Obama weaponizing vulnerable citizens. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Professor sues Houston University for infringing on its constitutionally protected rights. Now, going back to the lesbians and the homosexuals and the transgenders again, folks. Lesbian couples are trying to force a Christian school to teach their children. And guess what? Over in Canada, friends, you know, once they implemented something called homosexual marriage, the first thing they did was attack the church. Well, we already see that happening here. The second thing they did was they attacked homeschoolers. That's what's next. If you don't stand up. And the third thing they did over in Canada, once the radical homosexuals, the abominations in the sight of God themselves, guess what they wanted to do? After they got the first and second implemented, they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. My gosh. Wow. Yeah, I said it. And yes, I'm speaking of America here, friends. I mean, does it get to the point where the American people are ashamed for the things that they tolerate? Because really what it comes down to is, America, you're just as guilty for all the wrongs that the American people endure today. There's only one reason they are enduring the wrongs. And here's the answer. Because they don't want to right the wrongs. That's why. Yesterday I got on the radio and I started to ask the question because I feel indignation when I talk about it. But for the life of me, friends, I do not understand why the American people will sit back and are so willing to give up the rights in which so many sacrifice to give us. I, for the life of me, cannot understand it. I will never understand it. I will never submit to it. I can tell you that right now. And by the grace of God, I'm not bowing. I'm just not going down that road. You know, over the last couple of days, I've been talking to people across the country that have endured the fire. And in some cases, they've stood at least for a short period of time. And I was talking to one yesterday, and he was actually in Canada telling me all the things that the radical homosexuals will do to them if you speak out against it. And I said, it's interesting, dude, because it's as if some people believe that others are supposed to do their fighting for them. And he said, well, you know, some people just don't want their reputation tarnished. I said, really? I said, where are we to have a reputation in the first place? Jesus didn't make himself of a reputation, Philippians 2. But rather, he stood and he bore the cross and he won the day. And that's the answer to America's dilemma right there. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are set up on Stack, broadcasting live from Genesis Communication Network in Burnsville, Minnesota. So if you'd like to call in at any time, you may do that. And I'm also looking for those that are willing to actually stand up, because I noticed the bloggers just love to attack everything I say, friends. And the fact of the matter is the radio show is for all people. It's not just for those that actually love the information. It's also those that are out there and they're just too, well, let's say it this way. They haven't been educated properly, and they, for some reason, believe what they've been taught in a public school. We want to set that record straight. So if you'd like to call in at any time, call me a liar, call me whatever you'd like. Let's go back down to the foundations. Let's talk about facts here. And the fact of the matter is, facts are stubborn things. They're not going to move. And hopefully what will happen at the end of the day is you'll be educated, and you can actually, in the process, go on and share with other people how you've been lied to. Now you've been brought to the light by the grace of God. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're jumping over to my topic for the sake of time. Again, folks, talking about during the break, we were listening to a conservative. It was a woman that was actually talking about how the NEA and what they're doing to our children. But the fact of the matter is it's these conservatives, patriots, and or professed Christians that are actually dropping their kids off at the public school gate to be indoctrinated by the vile NEA, National Education Association. And folks, so let's set the record straight here. Let's go to Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He's the guy that said the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in the Christian religion. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all Republican governments. Now, again, if you'd like to check it out and go to the source, go to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. According to the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the Article 10, the federal government has no business encroaching upon the education of children in America whatsoever, and for good reason. And despite the fact that this line is clearly drawn in our founding documents, un-American, ungodly, unconstitutional, so on and so forth, while the content is bled into America's supposed educational curricula through No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, and or No Child Left Behind on steroids, which is something called Common Core. Now, if you look at the International Baccalaureate, again, a global scheme which was contrived in Sweden in 1968, it teaches that which stands in direct contradiction to what America's founding fathers established. So this is what they're attempting to teach your kids in public schools. And for those that are going to International Baccalaureate schools where they're teaching that curriculum, I want people to understand it's not beyond you doing something about the problem, because this is just the beginning. So don't complain about it. We can still snuff this out because it's illegal. And if you look at your state statute in your state constitution and the laws within your state, you'll find that for schools or school textbooks to actually contrive or lie or fabricate information to the educational scheme, that's a crime in the United States of America. So when we look at the International Baccalaureate, it would be a complete crime. When we look at No Child Left Behind, it's a crime. Now, Common Core, it's a crime. Why? Because it's un-American. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? Well, if you go to International Baccalaureate alone, folks, they're teaching earth worship. Earth worship. Didn't God say, thou shalt have no other gods before me? Yes, he did. Did he not say in Exodus 20, the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image? A god to suit your sin? God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth? Well, yes, he did. He said, you're not to bow down to yourself to that. But they're teaching young people in this country to worship the earth rather than God. And a god that looks like the earth rather than your creator. So for those that want to sit back and complain about what the left wing is doing, I want you to remember, friends, that you're talking about those that are violating law. You're talking about criminals. And if you're unwilling to actually bring forth the law unto judgment, to execute judgment, to establish righteousness within the gate, then don't complain about what you tolerate. I just got done telling you, friends, International Baccalaureate in America was contrived in 1968 out of Sweden. And it's a global educational scheme. It's un-American. They're teaching your kids earth worship. They're teaching your kids evolution. That used to be illegal in this country, friends. They're teaching your children socialized medicine. Obamacare? Really? They're teaching your kids world government through International Baccalaureate. They're teaching your kids animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. This isn't left wing. This is un-American and unconstitutional. It's illegal. So don't talk about the left wing as if they got a right to go ahead and break the law when they don't. The fact of the matter is you just don't want to do anything to right the wrong. You don't want to take the time to deal with the people that are indoctrinating your children. Let's call it for what it is, America. And no wonder why the kids in America are rebelling towards the older generation. Because the older generation doesn't love them enough to fight for them. Again, keep in mind, these are the ones sending their kids to the school to be indoctrinated in the first place. They're throwing their kids into shark-infested waters to see if the sharks really bite. Oh, you know, I'm a part of my school. My kids know better than that. You know, I'm well aware of what's going on in the public school, Bradley, but you know what? My kid's just impervious to all that indoctrination. You know, it just doesn't stick to him. He's better than everybody else. And then when they're 18 years old, they leave the house, they go out and do everything they have been trained up to do. The parent sits back, feels sorry for themselves, and says, oh, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what the problem is. Hey, folks, if I take an empty field and sow corrupt seed into it, guess what's gonna harvest? I mean, that is a ridiculous mentality, friends. But, folks, you know what? The older generation, I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time by people I know. Oh, Bradley, my kids know better. You know, oh, I'm a part of what's going on there. You can't justify it. You can't justify. And you know what? Maybe it's not just about you and your kids. Maybe it's the kid next to your kid that doesn't have a dad and he's got nobody to fight for him. Or a mom and he's got nobody to fight for him. The fatherless, I'll tell you something, friends. He's got someone to fight for him. Read Exodus 22. It's not a direction anybody wants to go, but we see it happening all day long in this country. You're going to reap what you sow. Speaking about international baccalaureate and what they're teaching kids in public schools today. And folks, I want to tell you, sometimes my message is as popular as the Bible. Oh, Bradley, you got that many people listening to you? No, let me say it this way. How many people right now have enough dust on the top of their Bibles where I could come over and write the word damnation on top of your Bible because you haven't taken the time to know what it says? And people wonder why I'm so adamant about fighting for our posterity who has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Because these people that talk about the problems in public schools are doing nothing but promoting the message that what they call the left is actually advocating. They're showing you they're powerless. They're showing you that they don't care is really what they're doing. Well, I care enough. I blew the trumpet too, and I told everybody what the problem is. As your kids are in public school, as your neighbor's kids are in public school. And folks, it sickens me to no core. I mean, to the very core of who I am. And you know what else is interesting, friends, now that I'm on my little tangent here, my rant, as some might say, but it's true, and you know it's true. Is the fact that we see the churches in America, too, they're so willing to send missionaries over to foreign countries while they forget about their own kids or their neighbors or their kids in their own backyard or the elementary school in their own backyard or the high school in their own backyard or their middle school in their own backyard and in the colleges in their own backyard. They love their country so much that they're willing to go across the pond to preach to somebody else what they don't preach at home. You stinking hypocrites. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. And you know what else is interesting, friends? Ministries like mine make less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church. And America wants to know what the problem is? Well, I can tell you, the only person that's actually dealing with your posterity is not the one that you want dealing with them. And America hasn't taken the time to study history to understand that dictators always go through the educational scheme to raise them up to throw off, guess who, friends? The older generation, including their parents. Just ask Mao Zedong. Talking about international baccalaureate. What they're teaching kids in public schools. But we heard the conservative talk about the problem with the NRA, or I'm sorry, the NEA, forgive me, the NEA. You know, look at how bad they are. And, you know, I care enough about to expose the problem. You know, and that's as far as it goes. I got to do anything to keep myself afloat. I got a family to feed, you know. And I got a reputation to keep up. Yeah, we know who you are. And you have everybody loving on you. Well, let me tell you something. Woe unto all men when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. I was telling you about a conversation I had yesterday with a guy in Canada. He was talking about, you know, I don't mind the fire, but everybody else has to come with me when I get in a fight. I can endure this. I can go, you know, I can endure the fight. And I said, well, let me ask you something. Those people that have a problem every time you get in trouble and they're pulled into it with you. Are they Americans too? Are they patriots too? Are they Christians too? What did they think for some reason along the way they were going to be exempt from the battle like so many people I know? And then they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. Those that even desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. They'll have none of that. Because they've got a reputation to keep up. You know what? You're the worst of men. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just posted, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama again defends Islam while America's attacked, and Christians, you are under attack by this administration, by the use of radical homosexuals, Muslims, and atheists, communists, and the such. A Christian student wants to expose the occult and Satanism, and he gets abused by his professor. Oh, poor thing. Oh, one more. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just posted, just letting you know what's going on in your country, friends. Climate refugees. John Kerry predicts waves of illegal invaders due to climate change. Yep. You heard me right. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He said it. Climate refugees. John Kerry predicts waves of illegal invaders due to climate change. Folks, they're dangerous people. They're dangerous people. What did God do for 6,000 years before these mentally ill, dangerous individuals got on the scene? Climate change. Folks, there's no facts. It's a bunch of hooey. They want to tax you some more. And folks, you're sitting back and allowing the likes of John Kerry to predict waves of illegal invaders coming into America due to climate change. Well, Barack Hussein Obama's been suing governors on the southern border to make sure, along with criminal Eric Holder, the former attorney general, if you want to call him that, of injustice. But interestingly enough, all these illegals that are coming into America because governors, they didn't stand up when they should have stood up, and the people didn't stand behind the governors when they should have stood up. So now we're going to have all these illegals coming over here, and then you're going to have the state-controlled narrative will be that, well, it's climate change. They're pushing the people into America now, really. How come we don't see climate change pushing us into Mexico? I don't understand. How come we don't see anybody invading Mexico? How come we don't see a bunch of defectors going from America to Mexico? How come we're not invading Middle Eastern countries? I mean, it's nothing but a bunch of rock and stone. I mean, they sow to the wind, they reap the whirlwind. And by the way, that's a part of the curse. And just think, they leave the cursed land to come to America's God-blessed land. And then what do they want to do? They want to destroy it when they get here. But America, that's what's going on. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Talking about international baccalaureate, what they're teaching kids in public schools, debt forgiveness to third world nations. Yeah. Contraceptions and reproductive health, legal abortions. America just let their representatives in Congress and Senate to actually strike down defunding Planned Parenthood for their self-incriminating comments. Self-incriminating comments. We're teaching kids in public school the adoption of gay rights agenda through international baccalaureate illegally. The elimination of the right to bear arms. By the way, friends, I never owned a gun in my life, and I was raised in North Minneapolis, the hood. It was very common to see bars on windows and gunshots at night. I never owned a gun in my life until I understood what the government was doing. Did I buy a gun? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Check it out when you get a moment. Going back to international baccalaureate here, they're trying to teach the kids elimination of the right to bear arms, setting aside a massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. I didn't know the state owned property. I'm trying to figure out how that works. When you go to Minnesota, it says keep off the land, property of the state of Minnesota. I'm thinking to myself, when did that happen? Huh. In direct contrast, William Holmes McGuffey was an American university president and professor who was rightly titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Read Galatians 3:24. William McGuffey's elementary school series appeared from 1836 to 1857. His material became standard text in nearly all 50 states for the next 50 years and sold more than 125 million copies. He said, "In making my selection, I have drawn from the present foundations of English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense, elegance with simplicity, and piety with both. For the copious extracts from the sacred scriptures, the Bible, I make no apology. Indeed, upon a review of the work, I am not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally transformed." Liberally, liberal is a good word, friends. It's not a negative word. See how they are slowly turning definitions against themselves and it means something that they did not mean or define out to be. But he said, "I'm not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally transferred to these pages the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos, the living descriptions, and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings." So what was it that McGuffey was teaching people in this country that he sold from 1836 to 1857 125 million copies? What was inside of that book? The following are some lessons and the titles found in the McGuffey lesson books. For example, number one is the character of Jesus Christ. Number two, the Golden Rule. Number three, extract from the Sermon on the Mount. Number four, Solomon's Wise Choice. Number five, the goodness of God. Number six, the gospel invitation. Number seven, Christian light and hope. Awake Zion is number eight. And number nine, to teach kids how to pray. But in 1962, the Supreme Court said, you can't do that. I was in elementary school in the 80s, friends. And interestingly enough, every Wednesday I was released to go to church as a kid in the 80s. So when we look upon Jesus as, excuse me, our example of all that is right, just, and true, you cannot overlook the fact that he used the child as the model of heaven, Matthew 18:12. So why did he use a child as the model of heaven? Here, let me give you an analogy here. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy some questions. Teacher, Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? And Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, Tommy, do you see the sky? Go outside and look up and see if you can tell me if you can see the sky. And Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later and he said, yes, I saw the sky. Teacher said, did you see God? And Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. We're to walk by faith, not by sight, friends. Little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the little boy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? And Tommy said, yes. He was getting tired of answering the same old questions. The little girl again asked, did you see the sky? Tommy said, yes, of course I seen the sky. Little girl said, Tommy, did you see the teacher? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, did you see her brain? And Tommy said, no. And the little girl said, well, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Folks, I can tell you, and I often think about this, in times of wavering, doubt, questioning, it's not a good place to put yourself, church, to even question if God is among us. You look at the children of Israel, they were chastised sore for even asking the question. But interestingly enough, oftentimes I think about my conversion, and it was so tangible, friends, my conversion was. And it was over a process that there was no question in my carnal mind as to the presence and existence of God transforming me into the image and likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. It was so tangible. And again, as I started the show off earlier, I said, you know, what Scripture states. And it tells us in the book of Thessalonians that they are to know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction. And I want to tell you something. There was much affliction when I was born of the Spirit of Christ because it was at the cross as to where I met him, knowing the power of God unto salvation. And sometimes when people have to come to the point where they need to be convinced of something, I feel that you're wasting your time. You can speak to them until you're blue in the face, until the Holy Ghost actually gives revelation and speaks to their heart. Because I'll tell you this, friends, and I've said it often and I say it again, that what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. No one can talk you out of it because it wasn't man that talked you into it. But when I give analogies like this, friends, it really does expose the stupidity in which the American people have tolerated concerning those that would be allowed to educate their children in any sense of the word, or should I say, the rather, indoctrinate. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.